Today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aleph Elul Tov Shin Pei Beis. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Klei Hayayin, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Ches. We dedicate to learning today Leilui Nishmas Tuvia B'Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar, and also for a complete Refuah Shleima for all those that need it, B'Soich Shar Chodesh Yitzchak. Now Rav Nosson Zal brings in the holiday of Chanukah to everything we've been learning so far, to connect it to this chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Daled in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. Everything we've been learning so far in this halacha is related to Chanukah. Ki malchus Yovan horisho omdal Yisroel ashkicham Torah secho. The kingdom of Yovan, the evil kingdom of Yovan, wanted to get the Yidden to forget our Torah. Ki malchus Yovan heim b'chinas chachmei hateva. Because the Greeks were into Greek philosophy, Greek culture. They didn't believe in Hashem. They're part of that gang that's called Chachmei HaTeva, people that believe in nature. Shehem Koifrim B'chol HaTorah Kula. They deny the entire Torah. Ki Iker Chochmasam Hamuteis Shel Chachmei HaTeva Nikra B'Divrei Abaseinus Al Chochmas Yovan. Because when the Gemara speaks about those scientists and philosophers that don't believe in the Torah, it refers to that as Chochmas Yovan, the culture, the Greek culture. K'mo Shom Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, Mahu sheyelamed odom es benoi Chochmas Yevonis. Is a parent allowed to teach their child Greek culture? Shehu Chochmas Hateva, which is the kinds of sciences. V'alkein, kishomdo malchus Yovan Roshal Yisrael, choyso esoro gedoyla ma'oid. And therefore, when the Greek kingdom became powerful and they rose up against the Jewish people, this was a major, major crisis. Kizeo b'chinas hisgavrus chachmei hateva shekoifren borotzen chasvishon. Because this is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to over there in Likutei Moran when he speaks about the chachmei hateva, those scientists who don't believe in Hashem, they believe in nature, and they deny that everything is according to the will of Hashem, the Ratzon of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, kishezochu beis chashmonoi v'nitzchum nasa hanes al yidei Hashemen. When the chashmonoim succeeded in defeating the Greeks, the miracle came about through oil. V'kovu ledoirois lahadlik ner shel shemen b'chanukah. And our rabbis established a law for generations that we light Chanukah candles preferably with oil. Ki shemen hu b'chinas rotzoin. Because oil is associated with rotzoin. K'moy shenemar, as it says in the brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Shvotim, Yehi ritzui echov v'toivel b'shemen ragloi. May he be the one who is wanted, who is desired by his brothers, and his feet should be dipped in oil. U'kama shepirosh Rashi al pasuk v'chubal oil mepnei shemen. And as Rashi expounds on this pasuk, u'pirosh Rashi mepnei chizkiyo hamelech shoyenoyach ledoiroi k'shemen. That the pasuk here is referring to King Chizkiyahu, who was wanted, who was desired, he was rotzui, his generation, like oil. Ki shemen hu l'shoyen rotzoin v'nachas ruach. Because oil is associated with rotzoin, something peaceful, nice. Oil flows smoothly, quietly. Ki ikur ha-rotzoin al yidei b'chinas meitzach ha-rotzoin. Because we know, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Daled, in the second half of Likutei Moran, that the Rotzoin comes from its source. The source of Rotzoin is called Meitzach HaRotzoin in Sifrei Kabbalah. Bechinas Vohoyo al Mitzchoy LeRotzoin Hanemar B'Kohen Godol. As the Pasuk says about the Kohen Godol, that he wore the tzitz, this gold plate on his forehead, LeRotzoin, as an appeasement for Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas shemen. This is associated with oil. B'chinas kashemen hatoiv al horoish yoyred al azokon zekan aroin. Because when the pasuk speaks about the Kohen Gadol, it speaks about the oil on his head that flows down to his beard, the beard of Aaron HaKohen. So we see that this oil and the tzitz, which is l'rotzoin, are both coming from the same place. Ki hisgalus harotzoin, b'chinas meitzach harotzoin, ze b'chinas zokein digdusha, kemavur b'maimranal. Because the concept of revealing the fact, broadcasting this fact, that everything in the world is according to the will of Hashem, which we say originates from this meitzach harotzoin, is associated with holy zokein. As Rabbi Nizal says over there on the Kippuran, the zakenim of Kedusha versus the zakenim that are not moisiv das and Kedusha every day. Bechinas zakan aroin, as it speaks about zakan aroin. Remember, the word zakein means older person, and the word zakein also means the beard. Ki aroin hoya koyin godoil shezocho lemeitzach harotzoin. Because Aharon was the Kohen Gadol, and he was zoicha to this Meitzach HaRotzayim, to this highest level of Rotzayim, Shehu Bechinas Zokein, which is also referred to as old, elderly. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, when it speaks about higher and higher levels, the lowest levels are called children, then comes parents, then comes grandparents, then comes great-grandparents. Bonim, the midos of Netzach, Choyd, Yesoid are called Bonim. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes are called Ovois. Chochm and Bina are called Sovin, grandparents. And the Keser is called Sovin de Sovin. So the term Zokain, when we speak about an older person, or a Zokain, the beard also, it refers generally to a very high level of Rachmanis, of Chesed, of Rotzai. Bechinas Raiva de Raivin. The concept of Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois, which Rabbi Nizal mentions over there on the Kutimran. Ki Meitzach HaRotzoin V'Zokein Heim Bechina Achas. Because Rabbi Nizal says, according to Kabbalah, the term Meitzach HaRotzoin and the term Zokein are one. Bechinas Raiva Deraiven. They both refer to this highest level of Rotzoin, the source of Rotzoin. Kamuva B'Ksovim, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, Ayin Sham, take a look over there. Yalkin, and therefore, Bachanaka, Shonun Srichim Lahachnia Chochma Sateva, Chochma Siovan, on Hanukkah, when every single year we're involved in defeating the Chochma Sateva, the Chochma Yovan, on Mamshichim Hashem in Hazeb, we draw this oil, Shehu Bachinas Meshach Revois Kutcher, which the Zohar Kodesh says refers to drawing an additional high level of holiness, Bechinas Hizgalus HaRotzoin, a revelation of Rotzoin. Rotzoin again means a very high level of holiness. Vayidezeh ono madliken neirois Chanukah. And with this, we light the Chanukah candles. Vahadlokas haner, and the actual lighting of the candle, zeh Bechinas Hizgalus HaYira. That represents a revelation of Yira, Shehu Bechinas Eish Oichla. Yira is associated with fire, a fire that destroys. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Oichlahu Keil Godoil Venoira. Our Hashem is a destructive fire, a great, awesome Hashem. Ki HaYira Hu Bechinas Eish. Because Yira is associated with fire. There's a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, Ki Yoreso Mepnei Ha'esh. You were afraid of the fire by Har Sinai. Hainu, Shalidei HaRotzoin, Bechinas Shemen, Aidei Zeh Madliken Haner, Shu Bechinas Yira. In that chapter, in Likud Imran, Rabbi Nizal speaks about Rotzoin and Yira. We spoke about it quite a bit in this halacha. And he quotes the pasuk, Ritzoin Yirei of Yaseh. That when there's a Hizgalus of Rotzoin, it generates Yira. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us the connection between the oil is the Rotzoin, the fire, the match that we put to the oil is Yira. Ki HaYira Nase Alidei HaRotzoin Kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that when Hashem reveals that everything is Kirtzoino, when Hashem makes a miracle, everybody becomes afraid. The miracles at Matan Torah, the miracles at Kriyas Yamsuf, Alidei HaYira, Zoichen lekabel es hachesed shehu koyein. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likut Imran that the reason why we can't receive Hashem's full chesed is because we don't have the proper keli for it. If we would have the proper keli, we would receive Hashem's highest level of chesed and we wouldn't have to go to work at all. We would be like kohanim. And what is the keli? Rabbi Nizal says there, the keli is yira. Yira is a tzimtzum. Yira is a keli in which we can receive the chesed. Va'idei ha-yira, zoichan lekabel es ha-chesed, shehu kohen. Through chesed is associated with kohen. Kohen is chesed, Levi is gvura, Yisrael is teferis. Bechinas v'atem kohane Hashem tikoreu, kemoi shemavur shom. As Rabbi Nizal says over there in Likud Imran, that when we have the proper keli and we receive Hashem's full chesed, then all of Klal Yisrael becomes like kohanim, that we don't have to work. We're dedicated completely to kedusha. And Rabbi Nizal says, now you understand why the main miracle of Hanukkah was through the kohanim. So he just tied together three major concepts in that Torah Likud Imran: the chesed, the yira, and the rotzon. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. He's going to show us how the entire holiday of Hanukkah corresponds to that entire chapter in Likutei Moran. V'al kein marbim b'tzedakah b'Hanukkah. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, we'll understand also why Hanukkah is a special time for giving tzedakah. Ki ikar hizgalus harotzon shehu b'chinas shemen l'hachniyah chochmas hateva b'chinas malchus yovan orisho v'al yidei hatzedakah. Because one of the most powerful things that brings about a revelation of Ratzon, which we learned earlier is Shemen, in order to defeat the Chochmas HaTeva, which is Yovan, is Tzedakah. Bechinas, Shlach Lachmocha al Pnei Amoyim, Ki Beroiv Yomim Timsoeno. We quoted this pasuk in the previous shiurim here. That Shlach Lachmocha al Pnei Amoyim, spread your bread over the waters, which means give Tzedakah, Ki Beroiv Yomim. Tzedakah is associated with Roiv Yomim, which is the opposite of Kas, which is Ktsar Yomim Svaroiges, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran. And again, Tzedakah is an expression of Rotzon Tov. The Pasuk says, Kol Nediv Lev Yevi'er His Trumas Hashem. That Rotzon Tzedakah is an expression of goodwill. If I like somebody, if I want somebody, I give them Tzedakah. I want to give that Rotzon. V'ze b'chinas shemen l'menochois v'yayin l'nesochim. Shenismechu ze itzal ze b'parshas nesochim. Now we understand also why many of the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh, today is Rosh Chodesh, today besides the standard korbanos of the korban tomid in the morning, korban in the afternoon, we have the special korbanos of Rosh Chodesh. The par, the ayil, the seven klosim, the par, the two elam, the seven klosim. And the Torah tells us that these korbanos were accompanied with a korb mincha, which has oil in it, and also the wine that was poured for the nesachim. And these two, the wine and the oil, are written next to each other in the Torah. Ki ikar kedushas hayayin, shehu b'chinas yira, sheyir b'chinas yayin hamesameach, kvalidei hashemen, shehu b'chinas rotzon kana. Because as we learned earlier, what makes wine holy, what makes wine into yira digdusha, yayin hamesameach, is when it's connected to rotzon. When we drink wine on Shabbos, on Yontif, which are times of hizgalus harotzon. V'ze b'chinas v'yayin yisamach levav enosh lehatzel ponen mishomen. Today, Rosh Chodesh, we say borchi nafshi. In borchi nafshi, it says this pasuk, that wine brings joy to the heart of a person, and it causes the person's face to be full of joy, to shine and glow with happiness from oil. The connection between yayin and shemen again. Kalidei b'chinas lahatzel ponim mishomen, because when the face is happy with oil, from this oil, shehu b'chinas rotzon, which we saw before, oil or shemen represents the rotzon, shehu b'chinas nesias ponim, which means a person showing a favorable face, a happy face, a face that's shining with goodwill, ayidei zeh v'yayin yisamach. That makes it that the wine that the person drinks should be a wine that brings simcha. When this rotzon is strong, when there's this hizgalus harotzon, then the wine is yayin hamesameach. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'ayin behilchas Chanukah, take a look in Likutei Halachos in Hilchas Chanukah, shom mevoyer oida pan inyan zeh. There Rav Nosson Zal also speaks about this topic, sheroiv ha-toyra hanal, merumezes b'mitzvahs Chanukah, that the majority of that chapter on Likud Imran, chapter 4 in the second half of Likud Imran, is included in the mitzvahs of Chanukah. Ayin Shon, take a look over there. V'ayin b'kavonas Chanukah, b'priyetz Chaim. And take a look also in the Kisvei Arizal, in the Sefer Priyetz Chaim, where he speaks about Chanukah, shebishmoinas yimei Chanukah, mamshichim he'oras shloishesrei tikunei dikna. The Arizal shows how throughout the 8 days of Chanukah, we draw upon ourselves the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem. They're called the 13 tikkunim of the beard, because again, referring to the white beard being a symbol of kindness. The Gemara says that at Har Sinai, Hashem appeared to Klal Yisrael kizokein mole rachmim, like an elderly person full of kindness, the old man in the white beard. Shehu b'chinas zokein hanal. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in the Kisvei Arizal. The Arizal tells us that on each one of these 7 days of Chanukah, the first 7 days of Chanukah, we're supposed to have in mind the first seven of the 13 Midoy Shorachmen. The first day is Kael, the second day is Rachum, the third day is Vechanon, the fourth day is Erech, the fifth day is Apayim, the sixth day is Verav Chesed, and the seventh day is Ve'emes. That's the first seven. And then on the eighth day, we have in mind from Noitzer Chesed La'alofim, Noitzer Yovim Vafesha, and the Arizal says the word Noitzer is the letters Rotzoin, Rotzoin. And again, the whole concept of the Shloish Esra Midei Sholachmim is the most incredible revelation of Hashem's Rotzoin, Hashem's goodwill towards us. Hashem is forgiving us for all of our sins. Hashem is Merutza, the concept of this Pius and Rotzoin. This is a little bit deep. These concepts are discussed many places in Likutei Halachos. What we just mentioned now about the Shloish Esrei Midos and that it's divided into seven and six, this seven and six is also Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov is Begematria seven times Yudkei Vavkei, and Yosef is Begematria six times Yudkei Vavkei. And this concept of Yaakov and Yosef is this concept of these Shloish Esrei Midos Shorachamim. Any questions, please?
Hanukkah, we see every single day in the Birchas Kriya Shema with Emes, that we say Emes 8 times before Shemoneh Esrei.
Because Emes is called the Oyer HaPonim. There's a pasuk, Mevakshei Ponecha Yaakov Sela. Those who seek your face, Yaakov. Emes is called the Oyer HaPonim. Rabbein Ezra brings it in a few places in Likut Emran, which in this context also means this concept of this Hizgalus HaRotzoin, this glow of goodwill, this Zokein Molei Rachmin. So it's brought that on the 8 days of Chanukah, they correspond to the 8 times that we find the word Emes in Shachris between Kriya Shema and Shmoin Esrei, leading up to Shmoin Esrei, which is the epitome of the Shlemus of Tefillah. We lead up to it through these 8 times Emes. There's a Pasuk Hashem Orcha Va'amitcha. Hashem is your light and your truth. These 8 lights represent 8 levels of emes. Paragraph test. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvahs mila. And based on everything we're learning here, we'll have a whole new understanding of the mitzvah of mila. Ki orlo d'chafi al bris, zeh b'chinas anonin d'mechasin aleinin. Because the Sifrei Kavol explain, the bris kodesh represents something very, very holy. The orla that covers the bris is compared to the clouds that cover the eyes. This is a term used in the Zohar Kodesh to refer to the klipos of Esav and Yishmael. They represent these klipos, this darkness that covers up the eyes, that covers the light. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 67 in the second half of Likud Imran. Shehein bechinas deyos zorois shel chachmei ateva shechoifin al haseichel. This also represents the opinions and the cultures of these people who don't believe in Torah, which cover the seichel, the true seichel, the light of the Torah, umearvevin v'oitmin es haseichel v'aleiv b'deyo zor shalem. And they confuse and stuff up the true seichel, the heart of a Jew, with their false opinions, with their ideas and their culture. V'alkein tzrichin lachtoi cho'orlo hachoif al abris. And this is why at a bris milah we have to cut, slice, and remove that orla that's covering the bris. Kedei lahachmiya zua mas hanochosh. In order to defeat and eliminate the tuma of the snake. B'chinas u'mitzchas nechoishes al raglov. Over there in the Torah and the Kutiman that we're talking about, Rabbeinu Salveh quotes this pasuk about Goliath. Goliath was a giant, a powerful giant, who tried to instill fear into Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells us he would come in the morning and in the evening, and he would scream, he would roar at the Yidden to put panic into them. Why in the morning and the evening? Because in the morning and the evening is when we say Kriya Shema, when we declare our Emun in Hashem, the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And this Goliath represented this klipa that wanted to destroy our Emun in Hashem. And the Pasuk says about him, U'mitzchas nechoishes al raglov, that he had copper armor on his feet. But note, it uses the word mitzchas, meitzach, and nechoishes, nochosh. And over there in the Kutimran, Rabbeinu Salveh refers to this as an example of the meitzach hanochosh, which is the opposite of the meitzach harotzoin. In Kiddusha, there's the meitzach harotzoin. In the Sitrachra, there's the meitzach hanochosh that opposes the meitzach harotzoin. And note, it says, al raglov daika, on his feet, she'ikr achizosoi alidei pigama bris chasishon. Rabbeinu Salveh shows there that the main achiza of the nochosh of the sitrachra is through pigama bris, shehu b'chinas raglin, which is associated with the legs. U'kishechoitchen es ha'orla, and when we cut away the orla, azay nizgale ho'atora, then the crown of the bris is revealed. Shehu b'chinas emuna, b'chinas hizgalus ha'rotzon, which represents emuna, which is the revelation that everything happening is Ratzon Hashem. That's what real emunah is all about, that a person believes that everything is Ratzon Hashem. Shehu b'chinas zokein dekdusha. And Ratzon is associated with the holy zokein, who is the concept of Rachmanis. Ki ikar b'chinas zokein dekdusha hu'al yidei tikun habris. Because the only way a person can really be zoche to holy old age is through tikun habris. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'chodarto penei zokein. You will beautify the face of a zokein. Now note, an older person is called zokein, and the beard is called zokein. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, kisoris ein loy zokon. A person who is sterile, a person who cannot have children, they're sterile, the beard doesn't grow by them. Kimuva b'mokamachar, as is brought in another place in Likutei Moran. The beard is called the hadras ponim. The beauty of the face of a Jew is the zokein, the beard and peis. So that's this v'hodarto penei zokein. And we know that this beauty, this zokein, is dependent on the union of tikun habris. Ki ikar shleimus v'emuna v'alidei tikun habris k'mavur b'mokam acher. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in chapter 31 in Likutei Moran that the real perfection of emuna is dependent on tikun habris. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk there, u'brisi ne'emenes loy, that bris and emuna are very much connected to each other. Remember, emuna is malchus, bris is yesoi. These two are very much connected. V'oz alidei hizgalus harotzoin nase yira dikdusha. And we learn over there on the Likutei Moran that when there is a revelation of rotzoin, that generates holy yira, shetluya gamkein b'tikun habris, which is also dependent on tikun habris, kimavur b'mokam acher. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions in another place in the Likutei Moran, bebechinas, as we find the word bereshis, the Tikkun Ezer says, the word bereshis is made up of two words, bris, eish. Bris, eish. Eish, we saw earlier, is yira, ki yoreisa mepneo eish. So there's a kesher between tikun habris and true yira, yira of kedusha. And the word bereshis is also yore boishis. We're showing twice here the connection between bris and yira. Number one, Rav Nosson Zal says that the word bereshis, two of the interpretations in Tikkun HaZohar is, number one is bris eish, the bris of fire. The whole concept of Pigama Bris is the fire of the Sitra Achra, and Tikkun Bris is a fire of Kedusha. And the word Bereishis is also Yorei Boishis, Yira and Busha. We know the Pasuk says by Matan Torah, Leman Tihye Yirosoy Al Paneichem Levilti Techto, that Hashem showed all the fire at Har Sinai, so that Klal Yisrael, we should be afraid of Hashem and we won't do Averis, to have Yira Dikdusha. And Rashi says there, what is this Yirosoy Al Paneichem? Zua Busha. This refers to Busha. So we see that the word Bereishis is Yira, and the word Bereishis is Bris. V'alkein ne'emar be'yosef hatzadik she'shomer asabris, and this is why the Torah says about Yosef hatzadik, who was outstanding in shmira sabris, he passed the test with Potiphar's wife, es ho elokim ani yore, I am afraid of Hashem, I have yira shamayim. V'alkein milo hi mitzvah she'kiblu Yisrael aleihem b'simcha, and this also explains why the Gemara mentions that Mila is a mitzvah which Yidden took upon ourselves with simcha, kama sham rabbi seinuzal, kalidei hisgavos horotzaim v'hayira, alidei ze zoichin l'simcha gedoyla. Because Rabbi Nezal shows over there in Likut Imran that when there is this revelation of this rotzaim and this yira, this leads to tremendous simcha, v'gilu bira'ada. You will rejoice with this yira. V'alkei nikra tikkun abris, Oiz v'chedva. And this is why Tikkun HaBris is referred to in the Pasuk, Oiz v'chedva b'mkoyma. Strength and joy in its place. Oiz is Tikkun HaBris, Boyaz. Oiz means strength, Gevura, the Gevura to have Tikkun HaBris. And chedva means joy and happiness. As Rabbi Nezal speaks about this in chapter 27 on the Likut Imran. Oiz zebechinas yira digdusha. Oiz means strength, Gvura, which is Bigimatria Yira, Yira of Kedusha, Shehu Bechina Simcha V'chedva. And as we learned earlier, Yira Dikdusha is synonymous with joy and happiness. Yira of the Sitra Achra leads to sadness, depression. Yira Dikdusha goes together with Simcha, V'gilu Birada. Okay, and therefore, Afal Pi Shechoitchin Esorlo, even though we remove the Orla completely, Adayim Kolzman Shaloi Pora Vegilo Eswa Torah Ki'ilu Loimo. If the person only did the first step in a Bris Mila, which is removing the Orla, and they didn't perform that second step, which is called the Priya, where the Moyel folds over the skin, the remaining skin, folds it over to reveal the Torah, it's not considered a valid bris milah. The Gemara says, mol v'loi pora ke'ilu loy mol. If a person only did the first half, the chituch, and they didn't do the priya, it's as if they did nothing. Zeh b'chinas mashikosu sham b'maimar now. This is tied into what Rabbi Nezal explains over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likud Imran. She'af al pi she'zoichin lahachniyo l'shaba levatel chochmas hateva. Even if we succeed in defeating and destroying the Chochma Sateva, those cultures and those ideologies which don't believe in the Torah, Afal Pikein, Kolzman She'ein Hizgavus Horotzon Chozok, Adayin Hem Yecholim Lizgavra Chasashon. If we have not yet revealed the Rotzon in a very powerful way, the Sitra Achra can still come back. V'zeh Bechinas Chodor Talyalei. Ayin Sham Heitev. And this is what Rabbi Nezal refers to over there in Likut Imran. He uses this term, Hodor Talyalei, Ze Bechinas Priya. The Hodor is associated with this second step in the Bris Mila, the Priya. She'af al-pi she'choytchen ho'orla, she'uzua masanocha she'choyfa la'bris, even though we cut away this orla, which is the tumah of the snake which covers over the Bris, Bechinas chochmas hateva, which corresponds to all of these false wisdoms, the Greek culture and the sciences which contradict the Torah, which cover up the true Das, like the Orla covers the Bris, these false Chochmas cover up the Chochma of Kedusha. Afal Pikein, still, Kolzman She'ein Megalin Ho Torah de Kedusha, so long as we don't yet reveal that holy crown, Shehu Bechinas Tikkun HaBris, בחינס הסגרוס הרוצון כנל, עדיין יש להם אחיז החס ושום. The situation after, so long as we don't reveal that Holy Crown, which is the Tikkun HaBris, which is Hizgalus HaRotzon, the situation still has power, V'yecholim Lehizgavar Adayim, and they can still come back and attack the Kiddusha. Afal Pi Shekvar Hichmiya Oysam, even though we already defeated them, V'chotchu HaOrlo Lagamri, we removed the Orlo completely. V'yalkein Tzrichin Lehizgavar Acharkach, Lefroya Ulegavar Yisro HaTorah. That's why we must go into that second step, which is to uncover and reveal the Torah, the crown, Hainu Legalos HaRotzon, to reveal this Rotzon, Sheyizgale HaRotzon B'Toykef V'Choyze Godo, that there should be a very powerful revelation of the fact that everything in the world is only Rotzon Hashem, number one. And number two, we should reveal the super high level of Chesed of Hashem, which is called Rotzon. Sheyedu hakoil, sheho'oila misnaig rak kirdertzoni yisbarach levad. That we should publicize to the whole world. Everyone should know and realize that everything in the world is only according to the Rotzon of Hashem. V'oz hu ikar hachnosam. That's when the Sitra Achra will really have a final defeat. Like we say, Lamandas kolame horetz ki Hashem olekim einoi. V'zeh b'chinas hizgalus ha'atorah alidei ha'priya. This is the concept of the revelation of the crown through that second step, through the priya. There's a lot about this throughout Likutei Halachos. One of the explanations is, we've mentioned this many times, that there are two levels of Ra. There's Ra Gomor, total evil, which has to be removed and destroyed, eliminated completely. And then there's toivora, there's this klipas noiga, which is good and bad. And there, we have to be able to extract the good from it and remove the bad. And it's only after we've done both things. Number one, get rid of the ra gomor completely. Number two, address this noiga issue. And in the noiga, separate the good from the bad. Take that good and bring it into the Kiddusha and take the bad and eliminate it, only then do we have Shlemus. So it's brought that the first step in the Bris Milah, the Chituch, is addressing those three klipos that are Ra Gomor. The Priya is addressing that klipas noiga. In the Priya, that's when we're being misaking that toiv, we're taking the toiv shebenoiga and integrating it into the Kiddusha, and the Ra, the noiga, becomes defeated. And we mentioned you have this is the concept of Gerim, this is the concept of the additional part of Eretz Yisrael, this is the concept of Toisvis Shabbos, taking part of the weekday and turning it into Shabbos, that's the real Shlemus of the Kiddusha. Any questions, please? How is it that through Ahava we have Yira? Because all the Midos of Hashem are all connected to each other. In other words, we know normally we say that if through Yira you get to Ahava. That's the standard procedure. We say that the word Yira, the second half of the word Yira, the Aleph Hei, is the Aleph Hei of Ahava. So Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, you start with Yira, and Yira leads to Ahava. But all the Midos are connected. Sometimes we're going from on top down, and sometimes we're going from on bottom up, and sometimes two neighbors are helping each other. We said Chesed. Hashem wants to give us Chesed. He can't give us Chesed unless we have Gvura, unless we have the Keli for it, which is the Yira, so that everything is connected. And here in this Torah, in the Kutumah, Rabbeinu Zal showing us that when there is a Hizgalus of Rotzon, when Hashem makes a miracle, and the whole world sees that there's no teva, that everything is Rotzon Hashem, people become afraid. That generates Yira. Rotzon Yirei of Yaseh. Rotzon generates Yira. Even though Rotzon is Keser, Rotzon is Metzach, it's the highest level. Sometimes the light is going from down, from on top down, sometimes from on bottom up. Paragraph Yud. V'zeh b'chinas kois shel yayin shemevin b'mila. Now Rav Nosson Zal connects it to our topic, wine. Remember, we speak this halacha is about wine. Now we understand why an important part at the Bris Milah, before they give the name to the child, they bring a cup of wine, and brachas, special brachas, are said over the cup of wine, and we announce the name of the child over this cup of wine. Ki oz, alidei hizgalus harotzon, v'hayira, Oz Hayayin Bechinas Yayin Hamasameach Kanal. Because as we've been learning throughout this halacha, when there is his galus haratzayin and there's proper yira, then the wine is Yayin Hamasameach Kanal. Kimol Begematria Shivim. Because the root of the word Mila is Mal, Mem Lamed, which is 70. The Yayin Begematria Shivim. And why Yayin is 70? There's a connection between them. And this is also the concept of Rotzoin, this goodwill, this highest level of Rachmanis and Chesed, which we're able to draw upon ourselves through holy Zokin. The Iker Zikna Veseva Hu Bechina Shivim Shana. And according to the Torah, at which point do we call a person old, where there's a mitzvah to stand up for that person? When they're 70 years old, mipnei seva tokum, shehein b'china shivim ponim la Torah, which also corresponds to the 70 faces of the Torah. We mentioned before, remember, we had somebody brought up the topic of emes. The Torah is called emes, Torah's emes, and the Torah is shivim ponim, 70 faces, this or haponim, mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selo, the 70 faces of the Torah, Keneged Shivim Umos, corresponding to the Ra, the Tumor of the 70 nations. Shehein Bechinas Chachmei HaTeva, who are these philosophers, these scientists, who deny the existence of Hashem. V'alkein, al yidei Mila, Bechinas Tikkun HaBris, al yidei Zeh Zoichen LaBechinas Zokein, Bechinas Rotzoin. And therefore, through the Bris Mila, which is a performance of Tikkun HaBris, through this, we're zoche to that quality of zokein rotzayin, va'oz hayayin begdusha, and then the wine is a holy wine, shaydezeh nizgala harotzayin kanal, through which a person reveals the rotzayin, just like we've been learning throughout this halacha, when we make kiddush on wine Friday night, that's revealing the ahava uva rotzayin hin chilonu. V'alkein om rabbi sein ezal, and this is why the Gemara says, if a person chas v'shalom witnesses a soita, they should immediately separate themselves from wine. Because again, wine is either pigama bris or tikkun habris. V'alkein achar hamila shehu tikkun habris, b'chinas hizgalus harotzlin, b'chinas zokin digdusha, oz mevin kois yayin. And this explains why after a bris meal is performed, after they do the bris, the chituch and the priya, then they bring the cup of wine. Because this tikkun habris is the revelation of rotzayin, this zokin of kedusha. Because ki oz hayayin bekedusha. Because once there's solid tikkun habris, then we're sure that the wine is a holy wine. Bebchinas yayin hamesameach. A wine that brings simcha. Baruch Hashem. What we learned today is not easy. Rav Nosson Zal is assuming that you have this whole chapter of Likut Imran in front of you. You have all of these pieces that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about here on Likut Imran. The Rotzoin, the Yira, the Chesed, the other side, the Chachmei HaTeva, the Meitzach HaRotzoin versus the Meitzach HaNochosh, all of these different concepts. And then tying it together with what Rav Nosson Zal has been speaking about wine. So the first time you hear this, he's throwing 50 things at you in a way. But the more if a person learns the Torah and Likut Imran, the more you learn these things, it becomes easier, it becomes more natural to be able to understand the connections. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds, Hilchus Klei Hayayin Halacha Beis, this was Klei Hayayin Aleph. A second discussion about Kalim, in which Yayin is, appeared earlier in Hilchus Yayin Nesech Halacha Gimel. A Halacha Gimel and a third discussion about Klei Hayayin appeared in Hilchus Yayin Nesech Halacha Dalet, paragraph Yud Aleph. So Rav Nosson Zal discussed Klei Hayayin three different times. This is a major halacha, and it was also included in those other two halachas. Interesting, it's Rosh Chodesh Elul now, and we're headed towards Rosh Hashanah. And in Breslov, all eyes and all thoughts are focusing on Rosh Hashanah that's coming, especially with what's going on in the world, with the war between Russia and Ukraine. Somebody put out a pamphlet just now, a beautiful pamphlet in Hebrew, speaking about the 30,000 Kedoshim. We know that one of the reasons why Rabbeinu Zal chose to be buried in Uman was because he said that there was an extraordinary Kiddush Hashem that was done there, that Jews were put to the test where these horrific Rishonim, the Haidamaks, the Cossacks, who were roaming Ukraine at that time, and they came to Uman. We can't go into the full detail of the story, but they broke into the city, and the Jews there, many Jews there were hiding, had gone into a shul for protection, and they started massacring the Jews. And one of the things that they did was they set up a black canopy, a Shvatze Chuppah, it's called, and they put a cross there, and they made the canopy low, that in order for a person to go under the canopy, they had to bow. And they said, any Jew who will go through there and bow to the cross will live. And any Jew, and whoever doesn't, they're going to slice them to death. They're going to hack them to death. And no Jew, no Jewish man, woman, or child was willing to bow. This was an example of this horrific Kiddush Hashem, where the goy of a person say, what's the big deal, you know? Big deal is that they wanted to show that Jews are giving up their religion completely, chas v'shalom. And here these Jews all accepted upon themselves willingly, because people ask, what, 30,000? In Germany, there were 6 million. Why don't you go to Germany for Rosh Hashanah? Why didn't Rabbi Ezra want to be buried in Auschwitz? And the answer is that here the Jews were given a choice. In other places, the Eden were not given any choice. Here they were given a choice. If you want to live, bow. If you don't bow, you're going to be killed. And they chose not to bow. A good Kibbutz Chodesh to everybody. It's brought that Elul is Begematria Bina. Elul is a month of Tshuva. And Tshuva is associated with Bina. The Pasuk says, Ulavavo Yovin Vishor Varofaloi. That will be zecher to understand. And again, in Elul, we're beginning these 40 days now from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. And Ben Arboim Lebina, 40 is also a number associated with Bina. We should be zecher to Tshuva Shalema during this month, and be zecher to the Gula Shalema. B'meir B'meinu, Amen V'Amen.